Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Our daily diet. A couple of weeks ago, I shared how Jesus made prayer the literal heart of his Sermon on the Mount. Prayer is what empowers us to live a perfect, God-honoring life. In the introduction of his model prayer, Jesus gives us two don'ts and one do. Don't, number one, don't be a hypocrite. That word literally means a play actor. More than anyone else ever will, God sees who we really are. We cannot fool him, so there's no reason to fake it. For proof, check out some of the gut-level, honest prayers David records in the Psalms. Don't, number two, don't babble. The Greek word here is unique. It's made up of the name of a poet named Battus, who was needlessly wordy, and the Greek word for word. In Greek, the word batalogio is an onomatopoeic word, like our English words that sound like what they really are describing. Words like whoosh, buzz, or smack. It means rambling with our mouth, but our hearts and heads simply aren't engaged as well. Do. Jesus gives us a do which is built right into the two don'ts. Do come to God as your Father. Also see Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13. Our perfect Father knows perfectly what we need, and he alone can perfectly meet that need. Jesus uses our need for daily food to show how even earthly fathers provide for their children. So the very first petition in his model prayer for us is, "Give us today our daily bread." M.E. Andros wrote, "When prayer has become secondary or incidental, it has lost its power. Those who are conspicuously men of prayer are those who use prayer as they use food or air or light or money." My friend's trainer recently told him, "You cannot out-exercise a bad diet." I think this is just as true in the realm of prayer. You cannot out-blank a bad prayer diet. You cannot out-religion a bad prayer diet, as though your religious exercises can make up for a lack of prayerful food. You cannot out-talk a bad prayer diet, or babble, as Jesus said. You cannot out-strategize a bad prayer diet, as one successful man attempted to do. See Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. Jesus said our Heavenly Father is just waiting for us to ask him for what we need. In Psalm 5, David explained how attentive God is, even understanding our cries, our sighs, and our groans. So David's conclusion was, "Lord, every morning you hear my voice. Every morning I tell you what I need, and I wait for your answer." Friends, we need to be first responders in prayer. Make it a habit every morning to let God hear your voice before anyone else does. Don't make a show out of it or babble some words you don't really feel, but do talk with your loving Heavenly Father about what you need for this upcoming day. He has already prepared a good, healthy diet for you. So ask him to give you this day what you need, and then be expectant all day long in the ways your Father will answer you.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.